welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here. It is February 22nd, 2021. I'm your host, Zion Brown, joined by Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach, Don Carlisle. How you doing today, coach?
Good afternoon, good people.
So we'll start off talking about last week's game, and obviously the Tinley game got moved back a day because of the weather and all the snowstorm, but you guys still went over to Tinley and won that one by 19. How'd you feel about your team in that one?
Man, I thought we played well. I thought that we got out on the break and everyone who dressed got in the game. So it was a good team win all around for the guys.
And that game got you kept you over 500, but then you guys ended up losing on Friday night against Cathedral. Cathedral is a really talented squad. What do you feel like happened in that game?
Man, I didn't think we defended very well. As good of a team as they are, we really just gave them shots and our defense wasn't very good. So, for me, they're a good team, but we gave them that game. We didn't actually lose that game.
Right. So, what do you feel like you guys could have done overall better defensively in that one?
Man, we gave them wide open shots. They was walking into threes, and they're a really good three-point shooting team. So, we'll come back. We'll get it. We'll fix what we did wrong and try to figure out how we can get our guys to play hard all the time. I thought that we walked around. I thought we were a little bit intimidated by them. And for the most part, some guys played well. Jaden had a decent game. And I thought that Sheridan Sharp, I thought that he battled. He battled all night, especially going against a good guard like Tayshaun Comer. I thought that he battled offensively and defensively. But I just thought as a unit and as a group, we just didn't play hard enough to get that win. And we'll get that corrected, though, this week.
And you mentioned Sheridan Sharp playing in that game. He ended up getting injured. Do you know anything with that? Is he all right?
Yeah. I think it was some type of cramp in the middle of his foot or something like that. Like, it looked worse than what it was. So, at the end of it, by the time we left the locker room, he was walking on it.
And really, the last few weeks, it feels like you guys have beaten the teams you're supposed to beat and lost to some of the teams that are ranked higher in the state. How do you kind of work on getting over that hump?
Like I said, I think that there was an intimidation factor that came in with this group. Yeah, you know, you get that with a younger group of guys who doesn't, you know, really understand what the tradition or what it actually means to be a Ben Davis Giant. Man, I don't care who it is. I don't care who's on the other side, whatever jersey they have on that's not Ben Davis. We are always in the game. We always have a great opportunity to win that. So with experience and you know, playing in those type of tough games and environments, we'll only get better. But from my standpoint and from the coaching staff, man, we need to make sure that as a group and as a unit that they understand that we are always the team to beat.
And what things are you looking to do this week in practice and once you guys play on Friday night against Tech to really end the regular season off right?
Man, it's always the focus. It has to be on defense and us just playing hard. I think that if that's what your trademark is as a program, then you always put yourself in the best position to be successful.
And when you look at that Arsenal Tech squad, what are some things that may cause an issue for you guys on Friday night?
Well, they got us last year, the first time in a long time. So, I just want us to play well. I want us to put our best foot forward. I think we are 6-3, something like that in our last. We trending up, you know what I mean? And I think that if we can figure this out on Friday going into a good – I think we had a good sectional draw with a bye playing on Friday, playing the winner of Ron Collins and Southport. Put ourselves in good positions to go out and get another sectional championship.
That leads to my next point overall. What did you feel about that draw and specifically about playing either Roncalli or potentially Southport for a third time?
Well, you know, it's always difficult to beat a team three times in a season, but the first two times that we played Southport, we didn't have Jaden.
Right.
So we are a different team with him, of course. Hopefully we can ride that wave and come out on top of either one of them. I haven't saw a lot of Roncalli. You know, of course, I've seen a lot of Southport. So we'll see. You know, we'll get this week. We'll have this week to get prepared for those two as well as Tech. I would never want to overlook an opponent, especially, like I said, we owe them from last year. I think our revenge tour from the teams that beat us for the most part last year, we completed it. So we have one more to go, and then we'll be done with this regular season and get ready to go against either Roncalli or Southport, which I think that we'll be ready to go when we come to the next Friday.
And what is that balance like for you in this week now that you know the sectional draw and you know which teams you may play when versus you still have this one last game against Arsenal Tech on Friday?
Well, you always have to prepare for the one that's in front of you. But knowing honestly what we have and who we'll potentially play, then we'll start sprinkling stuff in from either of those teams to prepare as well as preparing for Tech on Friday. So with that information and with knowing that we'll have the bye, it gives us a little bit more time to be able to prepare for the three teams.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I got. Do you have anything to add on to what you said so far today, Coach Carlisle?
No, I think that it's tough for people to be able to support, but I believe that I'm pretty sure you guys will be broadcasting.
Yes, we will.
On the radio. And I don't know, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a live broadcast from Tech, and it'll be up on the websites, on our Twitter page, Instagram, and Facebook, and I'm pretty sure our athletic department will tweet that out once we know. We'll appreciate the continued support from everyone at the Davis family.
So thank you as always, Coach Carlisle. Good luck this Friday.
Thank you.
This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.